Where is Flimland?
It's time now for another day in the life of Sam and Jesse, Gum Springs, Arkansas.
Here's a review of Mr. Buddy's Christmas concert.
Oh, you mean with the Amity Chamber Orchestra?
Yeah, that's it.
Well, is it a good review?
Well, I reckon it says the orchestra opened its annual Christmas concert with a Christmas cantata by a little-known Renaissance composer, Johannes Ockeghem, the arrangement by Gustave Reese.
Well, he must not be little known to Mr. Buddy.
Now, the choral part's being done by the choir there from the Second Baptist Church of Dirks.
Dirks ain't got two Baptist churches.
The solos were sung by Ms. Jess Whitaker and the...
I know Jess Whitaker. He used to be a commissioner of County
and
Road.
And the orchestra was in...
He's a deacon, too.
The orchestra was in good form with the exception of two or three restarts.
Well, didn't he play something we know?
Well, let's see now. The hit of the evening was the ever-popular Peter and the Wolf.
I ain't never heard of that.
Portions of the work was staged with Brownie Ellis playing Peter and Dr. Rex Fair playing the Wolf.
I've heard of the Three Pigs and the Wolf.
Well, I ain't never heard of any of them.
They closed with a Winter Wonderland medley, which pleased the audience with the concertmaster dressed in a snowman suit.
That's dangerous.
What's dangerous?
Wearing a snowman suit. Remember that feller at that Dallas Cowboy game?
Do I? Now, that was terrible.
Says here, a near disaster was diverted at the reception when the concertmaster leaned over the candles on the punch table.
You're kidding.
Thanks to the quick thinking on the part of the second oboist, and with approximately 4 gallons of Hawaiian punch, the blaze was quickly snuffed out.
Golly. Does it say when their next concert is? Understood music, it ain't got no words. How they do that?
Well, I never admitted it, Leon, but I don't really understand either. Hey, Mr. Buddy.
Hey there, Sam.
Mr. Buddy, we just read the review of your concert here in the paper.
Oh, really? I haven't seen that yet. Was it a pretty good review?
Well, I don't know. It says here you played a piece by somebody nobody knew by the name of Ockeghem.
No one knew? Are you kidding? He was one of the greatest Flemish composers that ever lived. Surely you heard of him.
Well, to tell the truth now, I ain't even sure where Flimland is.